It's 8:56. We've had some rain this morning. Right now we're at 57 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets. We bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have lower prices across the board now after being higher overnight. Good weather forecasts and good weather and better yields out of South America helping push soybeans lower and also help hold corn down. And wheat kind of doing a reversal from last week and going following last week's close going lower. Lots of grain available in the world, and we have lower prices for corn, beans, and wheat here today.
All right, Pete, so really after that holiday weekend, doesn't seem like a lot of news yet this morning. Anything we're expecting later today?
We did sell a lot of corn various places, but we still have a big supply of it. And as we said, South American weather is progressing well. Harvest is going well there, and a bigger crop is coming in out of the field than expected. So as a result of that, we have corn down 1 to 2. We have beans down 3 to 4 now after being up 8 to 10. And we have wheat down 5 on its low. Just lower prices on bigger crops coming in and more crop available for us to use. Usage has been very good and has been holding things higher, but South American crop now appears to be coming in bigger and better than expected.
All right, Pete, thanks a lot for that update.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal. And just a couple of other notes here on the markets on this Tuesday morning. We did hit that seventh-month high last Thursday at 380 on the corn side, but unable to hold that to this point. And beans also traded lower last Friday, extending some double-digit losses on Thursday. And over on the cattle side of things, feeder futures were also in the green last Friday. They were up a quarter in the March 17 contract, a weekly increase of $2. The commitment of traders report showed live cattle futures and options managed money, continuing to decrease their net long position for the second week in a row by about 6,300 contracts. So that's what's happening on the commodity markets this morning. Let's get a quick check of current conditions in our listening area this morning. We're at 57 degrees right now in Urbana. We've had some rain this morning, although not too much in terms of precipitation, and that should clear out by this afternoon. Elsewhere in the listing area, we've seen some rain moving across, and right now it looks like maybe some just south of Champaign-Urbana on the radar, as well as a little bit of rain west of Decatur right now, so we'll keep our eyes on that. Some of the other current conditions right now in our listing area, it looks like cloudy skies in 55 right now in Charleston and Mattoon, 58 and raining in Gibson City. Some rain right now in Tuscola with a temperature of 58 degrees. Danville, mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees. Look for a high around 66 today, light south winds, partly cloudy tonight with some areas of fog after midnight and a low of 48 degrees. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow. Some areas of fog in the morning and a high of 74 degrees and mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 50. Mostly cloudy for the day on Thursday. We'd have a chance of rain back in Thursday afternoon with a high of 66. Rain is likely, maybe even some thunderstorms Thursday night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Friday as well. Then we'll have a big cool off for Saturday with a high of 40 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.